Welcome to Cosmic Conscious Vibration, unlocking your inner universe with me, Reverend Dr. Kimmy and Dr. Pat. Are you on a personal journey of spiritual self-discovery? We provide practical ways to connect with your higher self to live a more meaningful life while deepening your connection to source consciousness. Learn the benefits of living a more mindful existence to reclaim your personal power. Join us as we explore insights to a deeper understanding of the nature of consciousness. Learn to listen better to your intuition and your heart's desires, putting you on a path of manifesting the life you are meant to live. The Cosmic Conscious Vibration Show is your catalyst for a consciousness revolution based on universal love and oneness. It all starts now.
Wow. Hey, everybody. Wow. Welcome, 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 Reverend Dr. Kimmy.
And hello, Dr. Pat.
Oh, my gosh. What's happening? Are we ready?
We're ready. Let's go.
Yes. So let's talk about this for a minute, because I was so excited. First of all, so excited to be working with you, but exploring the cosmos conscious, you know, the cosmic conscious vibration is so important. Yes. I got to tell you, I heard the oddest story the other day about what they've discovered in the ocean, 800 magnetic balls from somewhere. And I just was thinking about, I know, right? There are like 800 of them in the ocean. And so I'm listening to how these folks are talking about the energy of them. And I was struck by what we're going to talk about today, because it doesn't matter whether you think they're from here, from there, in other words, they're talking about them as if they have this energetic movement. So having said that, what are the vibrational frequencies that you sense when you're presenting and talking about cosmic conscious vibration?
Well, the vibrational stuff that I tend to tap into, I try to always tap into my higher self. And that's our intuition and that vibration and matching that vibration. So as long as we, or even me, we match that vibration of our higher self, we're elevating our consciousness as we match higher and higher. So everything has vibration. Those balls have vibration. We have vibration. The planet has vibration. So it's really surrounding us everywhere, vibration.
When you think about this and you created this and you've come to the forefront so that we can have a big old conversation about this, people want to know, where did this come from? What is this cosmic? What is the cosmic conscious vibration? And this is something that you've created, but it's more than that. It's an elevation of sorts.
Right. The way I break it down is this: cosmic, the word cosmic, because we are all spiritual beings having a earthly existence. Okay. Conscious, because we're all trying to, or we should be, trying to elevate our consciousness to that, to reach those higher realms, to reach our, listen to our intuition, get in tune with our soul's purpose. And vibration, because I mean, we vibrate. I vibrate all the time. You vibrate all the time. Even if you can't feel your vibration, you're doing it. You're just doing it by sitting, you know, and everything you do in your day-to-day life emits a vibration, be it a happy emotion or a song that you like to sing, or, you know, you might feel down and out. These are all vibrations. And when you emit a specific vibration, you're going to receive that vibration back. So you're calling it to you. It's kind of like sonar. You know, I like when they put in the, like we're talking about the oceans, the sonar made me think of it, because, you know, sonar, it vibrates the whole thing, right? So even that little thing ripples the whole ocean. So it's everywhere. So it's really about getting in touch with our humanity, our birthright, that we are spiritual beings, all emanating from source consciousness or God, whichever you want to call it, you know, but it's really that it's simple, but it's not, because sometimes, you know, people get all in the willy nilly, but it's that simple.
Yeah. Call it whatever you want. It doesn't matter. Right. Right. You know, they call it whatever you want, but what it is that it's like the thing you cannot explain. Mm-hmm. Is the energy, the intuition that you, which you cannot explain and which we try. But I want to ask you about this. You know, I was talking to somebody this morning, one of our other hosts, and they asked me about what I got on my wall. So I'm in my home office sanctuary right now. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, what is that? I said, well, they're glass. It's glass pieces. And they said, well, they want to. I said, look, this is glass art I created. Each of them had a specific intention before they got fired up. Mm-hmm. And then he asked me about the picture behind me. There it is.
Really pretty.
And they said, there's just such an energy. You see, this is what we're talking about. And I said, I got to tell you, everything on this wall was created from love. My acupuncturist mom in China created that piece of art when I was really not well. So this wall represents a frequency. Now, this points mm-hmm. to a very important question. Mm-hmm. You know, in my explanation, of course, I was on the verge of misconception, misunderstanding. But when I explained it and I said, these were created from love, they got it. What are some of the criticisms that are associated with what we're talking about here, Reverend Dr. Kimmy?
Well, because we live in an organic matrix and we have all the societal pressures that we are basically birthed into from just being here on this planet, it's kind of like where a lot of people don't know who they truly are. They haven't awoken to that. So it's scary because when you learn things that challenge your current belief system, you tend to shudder. And so the nervous reaction, the snide laugh, the all of that stuff is really a knee-jerk reaction to your body physically reacting to the fact that you can't handle the truth in a way. I mean, you have to be cliche with you can't handle the truth, but it is like that. So it really depends. It's and everyone's spiritual journey is different. So as people go on their spiritual journey, you get deeper, you may meditate more, you may find out more about yourself, and then that fear eases. But I had a conversation with my husband about this the other day because he's like, well, you've got your doctorate and I don't think anyone's really going to take you. Maybe they don't take you seriously. And I'm like, I take myself seriously. I am knowledgeable.
Amen to that.
Right.
Right.
But that's that old programming. He's older than me. He's got that old programming. And even today, I'm like, just, he's always got that. I said, you go and you make sure you have a good day. Don't put that worry. And so a lot of times it's really a matter of old programming and that fear comes out verbally or your body may tense up, all those things.
Yeah. Well, that's what people said to me 20 years ago. Ain't nobody going to take you seriously doing positive talk. And what do you think you're going to do with video? And I'm like, I'm going to wait for technology to catch up with my vision. But you see, when we step out in the world, we are affected by what we believe, what we don't believe. We're affected by the physical, the natural, the supernatural. We're affected by it all. Mm-hmm. And, I was talking with a friend of mine the other day who asked me about what I thought about the Super Bowl, what I thought about Usher in the Super Bowl. And I said, what do you mean? It's Usher, people. Come on. What do I thought? At his best. I said, I don't know what what media people are saying. I said, but you could feel him. I mean, the energy from that, it was like, is he going to be in my living room here in a minute? And I think this is really a connection that we all long for. Skepticism, yes, there's a healthy part of that for all of us, but there's a fine line. I want you to talk about this here. A fine line between skepticism and cynicism. Hello.
Yeah. Skepticism can lead to deeper understanding in its true sense, because it makes you question. It makes you dig deeper sometimes. Whereas being cynical, you're cutting yourself off. You just go, I don't want it. I don't know. I'm just going to not act like it's not here. And you get into this mindset that is detrimental and you're going to snowball when you start to become cynical. I am one of those people where my journey has really been my whole life. And by the grace of spirit, I end up here, and you don't notice all the synchronicities in your life if you're too busy blinding yourself because you don't want to think about it. Whereas if you're at least healthily, you know, got a good dose of healthy skepticism, because I think even growing up, I was like that. But that just made me go, huh, what's that about? Huh, what's that over there? Okay, that's cool, you know. So that it can work to your benefit in your spiritual awakening. As the other one, it just hurts you and it blocks you, you know?
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I think that healthy, so I think it's really good to have it. I remember growing up and I just remember three of the iconic musicians that I mean, Janis Joplin, Morrison, and Jimi Hendrix. And I'm like, what the heck? Why did these people all die now? How is it that, look, I know you do your lifestyle and your lifestyle will take you down a pathway that's really difficult and you will die from it sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I've never understood how those three like died like almost all at the same time. So there is that part of it. But let's talk about why that is a good question to ask. Oh, I know what you do and especially what you teach is to help people understand the relationship between consciousness and the cosmos. Now, we actually are launching a channel that is called Cosmos, but there has never been in my mind, I didn't really think about the relationship between consciousness and the cosmos. And I know you're right out there saying, yeah, these are intimately linked, right? Tell us how.
Well, because I guess I'm going to get real spiritual real quick.
Please do.
Okay, so when it comes to, and you can study no matter what, you know, Eastern, Western, Kabbalah, Egyptian, they all have this one core principle that there is something greater, right? If you sit on earth and as a human, sometimes you look around and you just see the physical. You're not realizing that all of your senses are not all turned on because we're asleep here. And that connection is when, you know, like for me, example, I guess the best way is sometimes when I'm meditating, I will feel it in my crown chakra. I will get words in my ear. I understand that that's not me going crazy. When I was younger, oh yeah, it scared the bejeebas out of me and I shut all of that down because I wasn't ready. But when you have that link, everyone has all the knowledge in their universe if they can just tap in because we're all part of the same whole. When people talk about God, when it comes to religion, it's always a he or this or that. But truth, it's you know, quantum physics even comes into play here. It's all energy. We are in a simulation. We are creating this. Somebody, well, not somebody, but the energy that's up there is within all of us. That's why I want everyone to be able to realize that we are all powerful, just as powerful as the creator, because we are creators. So when you get that realization and you're able to just, you know, maybe be still, be quiet, listen to yourself. You will hear the universe will provide you answers.
Yeah.
It could be your grandma's spirit. It could be an archangel, however you channel that. But it's easy to get as long as you just take the time to be present.
You know, I'm so glad you mentioned that. We're going to continue to talk about this, but before we do, let's just make sure people know how to get a hold of you, not just to say hi to Reverend Dr. Kimmy. Of course, that would be just so awesome, but to also find out what you're doing and what you do to support people that are on a journey that they don't even understand. What is the best way for people to really connect with you?
Well, my website is Reverend Dr. Kimmy. So it's RevDrKimmie.com. I have packages on there. I have blog posts that I write. Sometimes I'm a little behind on those, so don't, yeah. But I write blog posts when I feel something needs to come out. I am working on doing more speaking, so in group meditations. I'm actually even going to eventually, probably after, maybe during the podcast that we're doing now, start doing Zoom meditations, and I'll put those on Eventbrite. But all of that information will obviously be on my website once they get up and running.
I love this. And, you know, it leads me, the reason I ask you about this is because I'm going to piggyback off of something you said before. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about this idea to step away, to be in a place where you can hear the message. Mm-hmm. I've been working on a number of different things over the weekend and then coming in yesterday. And I realized it took me more than half a day, but I actually knew it before, but I realized it half a day. And I said to Linda, I got to go home. I cannot get the headspace, the peace space, the spiritual connection, right? Mm-hmm. That I need to do this body of work that I have due tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Linda just looks at me because you got to love her. You got to love my best friend, our producer. She's like a triple Virgo. She's like, why?
Triple Virgo, yeah.
But then she saw the look on my face. And of course, you know, packed up, came home, worked late last night and got it done. But it's that space that you have to take in that time. But let's talk about what happens when we don't, and the vibrational frequency of that, and how it can affect the world.
Well, we're all here to raise our vibration. And when you're unable to connect, which a lot of us are, I mean, the humdrum of life keeps you in this cycle of work, eat, sleep, repeat, work, eat, sleep, repeat. And so it is sometimes hard to make a little bit of a me time so you can just sit quietly. When you don't contemplate, you're closing yourself off and you're keeping yourself in your lower vibrations. So it's that energy of you're basically working against yourself, because when you stay in those lower vibrations, you're calling to you things that are just going to keep you in that vibration. So when you don't take the time to, like, I needed inner peace today too. It was very hard to get some yesterday. So I agree with you on that, but I made sure I did, because I know I want to make sure I have a clear message. I want to be able to be my best self. But when you don't, it hinders you, because you're going to keep manifesting the things you don't want. And it's the mindset thing. You got to get that mindset right, so you get that connection. Even if you're just getting your connection here first, you don't have to go all the way up yet. Start at your heart, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I love that we're talking about it, because each and every one of us has our own way. My way was to watch the Marvels.
Oh, that's a good one.
That was...
Really?
That was my way last night. Mm-hmm. And what did that do for me? It took me out of whatever the headspace I was in to try to figure a complex problem, try to figure that out. And, you know, look, if I was meant to solve complex problems, I would be like an Einstein, but I'm not. I'm right here with you. Mm-hmm. When we are in this space, let's talk about the like attracting like. Because if I've learned anything about that, what I've learned is it is so true. And even a thought or an action or an image, but part of that is looking at how that works. And if we understand it, rather than worry about negatively what we're going to attract, mm-hmm. can't we then create our world, create our life?
Yes. When you focus on what you have, gratitude for one, focus on the good in the world, focus on what you're grateful for. A lot of times we get so sucked into feeling helpless and despair and just any kind of negative emotion, which, mind you, emotions aren't negative, but when we soak ourselves in that vibration and it's hard to break ourselves out, that's when the suffering that you're inflicting suffering on your own self by doing that. Yeah. When you want to manifest your best life, you have to command it. I think Billy Carson said this. He was like, command it. Don't pray and go, I kind of want this. I kind of want, command it. Understand that it is yours and that you are the creator of your reality. So when you get that concept that, you know what, I'm the creator, what I say is so, then things will start to happen for the better, because you're pulling it to you. It's like a magnet. You're going, just like the negative is a magnet.
Yeah.
But you want that positive magnet. So you're like, okay, I want to be my best self. Or if you have low self-esteem, you want to make sure you look in the mirror. And I have a thing about this one time. It was like, I am a goddess. You have to pump yourself up. And make sure you're vibrating with the universe and not vibrating against it, so you're pulling all the negative stuff, because there's darkness everywhere. but we're all light. We're all light. So we just have to make sure we're letting our light breathe, shine, and connecting to it. So we are pulling in what we know we deserve, our birthright, in my view.
And I know there's, and I want to talk about this because this is a practice that you use and it's mindfulness. I want to talk about mindfulness. Mm-hmm. You know, I love that we're going to talk about something that has the word mind in it. And most of mindfulness has very little to do with the mind. Hello. Right? I mean, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But how can we explain how to cultivate mindfulness and really talk about it? I'd love to demystify this because when I first heard the term, I thought I'm never going to get that. I mean, because I didn't understand it. But what you and I are just talking about is the energy and the focus. I remember this, Reverend Dr. Kimmy. I remember listening to a short clip by T.D. Jakes. I remember listening to a little short clip by Reverend T.D. Jakes. And I don't listen to him all the time, but I remember this short clip. And it was so powerful. It was about 4 seconds long. And I pulled that thing off and I put it in my little easy button. And I just, every time I just like, boom, and there he was. Now, I didn't know that what I was doing is what we're talking about today. Help us demystify this for folks today.
Well, yeah, and it's funny you said that mindfulness has nothing, and you're right, it kind of doesn't. I just know why I thought of it that way. But the first step is really being present. You're being mindful sometimes when you just take a breath. Like, say you're at your computer and your mind's racing. Instead of focusing on all the random thoughts, you can just let them go. You just let them, acknowledge that you have the thoughts. Just don't pay no mind. And just focus on the present moment. You can focus on, like you have the little easy button, you can find a song that gets you in, feel center and you feel good. You can just sit outside on a park bench and just be. So I think a lot of times people think mindfulness and meditating, which are, you know, kind of similar, but they think it's this whole big cahoot. And it's really about just be still for a couple of minutes. And you don't have to start off with a whole hour. Just, you know, be still for a couple minutes. Notice things. Draw your attention. Listen to even a little bell and just let it hear the vibrations. So there's so many quick, easy ways. Like when I first got to learning it and really incorporating it, I would literally be at my desk in the morning and I would sit here and I would just put on a specific song and I would just put my hands in my lap. And I would just let the music wash over me and just go blank and just whatever came. So it can be as simple as that. Some people don't think it's that simple.
Mm-hmm. I accidentally sent a clip to one of my mantras, the Gayatri mantra, and I sent it to my Skype to all of our producers. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to send it to them, but all I need to do is turn that on and there's where I am. But you see, what you're doing is you're really taking the conversation about the cosmos, about vibrations, and about consciousness, and you're bringing it to our day-to-day. And that's what this show is about, isn't it? I would love to know more about what's coming and what your personal message is for here today.
Well, my overall personal message, and this is even with everything, it's just for everyone to understand that they are divine. Once we can get in touch with our own true divinity, everything else will fall into place in my view, because then you've realized your power. Then you know that you're that conscious creator. And life will get easier because you're working on your mindset. Understanding that your vibration is all about what you manifest. So it doesn't mean don't get mad or anything. I mean, people think if you're spiritual, you don't get mad. Like, I don't get mad. I was mad yesterday. But but to be able to come back to that, to understand that this is all an illusion and what my illusion is, I'm creating it. So why not make it a beautiful one? You know? So.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, I know we're going to be continuing to talk about this as we go, but I want to say this to you. Mm-hmm. next time we get together, I think we should really talk about the fact that emotions and expressing emotions are one of the healthiest vibrations you can have in this journey. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about that next time, because what is it we do with them that's not very healthy? But again, how do we find out more about you? How do people work with you one more time?
My website, ReverendDrKimmie.com, ReverendDrKimmie.
.com.
There.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I'm excited for about what you're creating, but I'm also excited for how you're taking this conversation and bring it down to the street so that people
you just gotta bring
can do it.
Right. You just have to break it down for people to get it sometimes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And y'all, don't be emailing me about what I said about mindfulness right now. Please just hold off on that. Just think about what I said, what Reverend Dr. Kimmie said about it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Reverend Dr. Kimmie. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. I can't wait to the next show we do together. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Cosmic Conscious Vibration, Unlocking Your Inner Universe. I'm Dr. Kimmie, and along with Dr. Pat, we have been discussing the nature of consciousness for ways to deepen your connection to Source. Join us on the second Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio, as we provide the information to assist you on your personal spiritual journey. You play an important role in the interconnectedness of all things. For more information on the benefits of living a more mindful existence, please visit www.ReverendDrKimmie.com. That's ReverendDrKimmie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.